Live Radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the third inning looking at us here in Greenwald, and we've got a pitching change for the Kimball Express.
Kimball right now, Tommy Friesen will come in and pitch for Kimball, the draftee from St. Augusta.
Tommy Friesen. Again, ticket contact people for our four teams going to the state tournament. For St. Martin, you can contact either Carl or Ruthie Leeser. Carl or Ruthie Leeser at 320-249-5491. That's 320-249-5491. That's for St. Martin. Or for Lake Henry, contact Keith Leeser at 320-260-7894. Keith Leeser at 320-260-7894. As Brendan Ashton, first pitch hitting off of Tommy Friesen. The fly ball to center field, right there to make the catch, is Brooks Marquardt for the first out. Or with Lake Henry, you can contact Trish Barton at 320-249-0057. That's 320-249-0057. We'll give those numbers again a little later in our broadcast today, but just remember, each team's allotted 125 tickets per game, and they'll be allotted, three days to sell them, and then they have to return them to the state. Those unsold tickets will be up for sale at each game if there are unsold tickets. Heath Kramer with a line drive back to Friesen on the mound, and Tommy spears it for the second out. Wow, Heath hit that a ton.
And also remember, everyone that needs a ticket, including all children, as far as we know from the website, all the tickets are $7 and are only good for one game.
And so don't drive to Springfield or Milroy expecting to get a ticket at the gate, because there's a good chance that these teams will do a good job of selling their allotment of 125. There's very slim chances that you'll be able to get a ticket at the gate. 0-1 the count to Carter Block. And now the pitch from Friesen is outside, and the count 1-1. Your best chances to get a ticket is by contacting these teams. 1-1. Now here's the strike called in 1-2. State board saying that they are going to live with the 250 people per game. They will clear the stands after every game. There's a swing and a miss, and Block is out on strike. Settle in to Clipper third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We have played three here in the Greenwald. 5-1, Kimball with the lead over Watkins. We're back in a minute.
Food like Mom and Grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman Stand in Lake Henry for Cindy's Noon Lunch Special, served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is Burger Night at the Sportsman Stand from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman's Den Outdoor Concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman's Den, 243-4546. That's 243-4546.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, welcome back to Greenwald. Top of the fourth inning. Carter Block set to face the Kimball Express 2-3-4 hitters. Scott Geislinger, Adam Beyer, and Ben Johnson.
Scott Marquardt.
Scott Marquardt. I know Carson Geislinger's dad, Scott Geislinger. I know that. Scott Marquardt. Sorry, Scott. Scott so far today is 1-1. And the pitch is low for a ball. Nope, they called it a strike. 1-1.
I got you all psyched up.
Yeah, you got me all.
Since I said you were wrong.
Razzled and dazzled. It's low, and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Block ready on the mound. His pitch, a ground ball to third. Heath Kramer knocking it down. His throw across the diamond in time to get Scott Marquardt.
Heath Kramer had that roll out of his glove under his feet, and he found the ball and kind of looked up, said, I got a little time here yet, so he got a good arm.
Yep.
He pitched a little bit the other night and
threw a strike to first. Here comes Adam Beyer. Adam so far today, 0-1. He was hit by a pitch back in the first. That pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Foley has jumped out on top of the Cold Spring Rockies, leading them 1-0 in their seeding game. After four, Foley 1, the Cold Spring Rockies 0. On top of the fifth already. 2-0 the count to Adam Beyer. Beyer drills this to left field. That's a base hit. Back into the infield it comes from Mathias.
Boy, that got out there in a hurry, didn't it?
Adam Beyer picking up his first hit today.
Left fielder had that in his glove. I don't think Adam Beyer was no 15 feet out of the batter's box yet.
Exactly. Yeah, wow. That was hit well. Ben Johnson, the second baseman, steps up to the plate. And the pitch from Carter Block. There's a strike called, and 0-1. Ball, it's 1-1. 13 games. This is game number 13 in the regional tournament. And the pitch is swing and a miss by Ben Johnson. Strike two. I have to say hi to Kenny and Shirley Leeser. They're listening out in Radio Land today. Listening to all our games this year. Here's Ben Johnson lofting it to left field. Long run from Mathias. He's back by the fence and makes the catch for the second out, and Adam Beyer is going to retreat to first. Boy, that was a good catch by Mathias going through some of that soft ground out there.
Yeah, you bet it was. And he had a long way to go to get that. I thought that was going to go left further yet.
So with two outs, here comes designated hitter Joe Penritz. Joe so far today, 1-2.
3-2 Twins here at 5.
Beyer takes his lead at first. Brendan Ashton holds him there. And Penritz takes high for a ball, 1-0. Twins splitting a doubleheader with Kansas City yesterday. Try to take the series lead today.
They play tomorrow, too, don't they?
They do. Yeah. Pitch inside to Penritz. And the count 2-0.
Maybe we could watch some baseball tomorrow.
Two balls, no strikes. What the heck?
Yeah, may as well.
We're used to it. We're good at it.
We should be able to keep
it.
For weeks on weeks, we should be able to, right?
Penritz takes a strike called, and 2-1 now. 2-1. Two outs, one on. The pitch to Penritz, a little bit low for a ball, and now 3-1. 3-1 the count. Region 8C is wrapped up already. They've determined all four of their seeds. Region 11C, they're playing today, their final game. There's a strike call to Penritz in 3-2. Foley qualified for the state tournament with a win earlier in the day. Over Luxembourg, and now they're playing the Cold Spring Rockies to determine the 2 and 3 seeds. Sartell, the number 1 seed. Penritz will follow it to the backstop, and the count stays full at 3-2. Over in Region 4C, Bird Island and Starbuck were playing today. Maybe one, maybe two games. It depends. Bird Island won the first game. They were the number one seed. Penrith drives this one to left field. Boy, that's up in the air. Fading back, Matthias, and he'll make the catch for out number three, and that'll do it for Kimball in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played 3.5. It's Kimball 5, Watkins 1. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and Tommy Friesen will face the bottom third of the Watkins Clipper lineup. 5 runs, 6 hits, and an error so far for the Kimball Express. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Watkins. Carson Geislinger will lead it off. Carson was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Friesen had a 1-2-3 inning, his first inning of relief in the third.
Mike Henry played St. Augusta for that final seed in the region tournament. They beat St. Augusta. I can't remember the score of that game.
First pitch to Carson Geislinger inside for a ball and 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. It's inside. And now 2-0. 2-0 the count.
Keith Kramer's going to go down and do a little throwing. Not sure who the other guy is.
Friesen delivers inside, and 3-0 to Carson Geislinger. 3 balls, no strikes. And ball four, a four-pitch walk to Carson Geislinger. Here in the fourth inning for Watkins. And it'll bring Nolan Geislinger to the plate. Nolan struck out in his first at-bat. Nolan, left-handed hitter, facing the left-hander Tommy Friesen. And Friesen's first pitch, a strike call to Nolan Geislinger in 1-0.
You said he is the younger brother of Matt Geislinger?
He is. Son of Bruce and Darla. And they have a sister in between them. 1 ball, 1 strike to Nolan Geislinger. They kick the pitch. And Nolan bloops this one down the left field line. Coming in and not able to catch it as Tibbetts. And Nolan Geislinger gets himself a bloop single. And he keeps doing the job.
Yes,
puts
he
bat
does.
On ball. That's the key.
That is the key.
So now Friesen with a little bit of trouble here in the fourth inning. Runners at first and second. And number 9 hitter Gavin Matthias steps up to the plate. Gavin had himself a home run in this tournament. And the pitch low for a ball. 1-0. Gavin so far today, 1-for-1, a base hit in his last at-bat. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runners there leads with nobody out, and Matthias swings and misses strike one.
Nothing hit hard off of Friesen here so far, but a couple base runners.
1 ball, 1 strike.
He
see what Watkins wants to do here, if they want to maybe sacrifice those runners over to second and third, play for a couple runs here in the inning. Nope, they're going to let Mathias swings, and he punches a single to right center field. It's going to score Carson Geislinger, maybe. The throw to the plate, and out at the plate on a rocket by Dingman. The tag by Marquardt. Geislinger, a beautiful slide, but he's tagged out.
Wow. Perfect throw to the plate. One hop, he could come right by the plate there, and he had no chance.
What a throw by Matt Dingman, and the tag. Just Cade Marquardt takes that one hop and puts the tag on a sliding Geislinger. So still runners at first and second. Now Kevin Kramer to the plate. Kevin so far today 0 for 2. Tommy Friesen delivers, and the pitch high for a ball, 1-0. One out, two on here in the fourth. Geislinger at second and Mathias at first. Pitch to Kramer, and Kevin laces it down the left field line. That's a base hit. Nolan Geislinger is going to score here as the throw comes into the infield, and it's 4-2 on the RBI single by Kevin Kramer. Boy, that makes that throw out at the plate even bigger now, doesn't it?
Yes, it is.
So 4-2 in the fourth. Mathias ends up on second. Kramer now on first, and here's Lincoln Hogan. Lincoln so far today, 0-1. He walked and scored back in the first inning. Tommy Friesen delivers to Hogan inside, a ball, 1-0. Matt Geislinger on deck for Watkins. One out, two on. Tommy Friesen ready. His pitch to Hogan, a late swing there by Lincoln. That was headed up in the press box here if he made contact.
I didn't like that.
And the count, ball and a strike.
Tommy Friesen got a pretty good fastball.
Yeah, he does. One ball, one strike, one out, two on here in the fourth. Pitch and another swing and a miss by Hogan, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Mary's got her paper glove on up here.
She going to swat at it if it comes? Ball and two strikes. Friesen kicks and delivers, and the pitch is low to Lincoln Hogan in 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tommy Friesen sets himself again from the stretch and pitches low and 3-2. Clippers have had a number of opportunities to score some runs here already in this ball game. A couple guys on in the first, a couple guys on in the second. Here's the pitch, and Hogan drives it to left center field. On the run is Tibbetts, and Tibbetts will catch up to it and make the catch for out number two. That's a ball that maybe Mathias is tagging on, Don, because Tibbetts turned around to try to make a good throw.
Yeah, you're right there. I agree with you.
Long fly ball out will bring Matt Geislinger to the plate. 4-2, or make it 5-2 our score. Excuse me, 5-2 the score. Here in the fourth inning.
Getting a little more of a breeze right now, Randy. I've seen the balls going to left field seem to be carrying a little bit more, don't they?
Pitch a strike call to Matt Geislinger. Five to two the score. Kimball with four in the first, and then that Cade Marquardt home run in the third. Pitch outside to Matt Geislinger, and the count, one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Mathias at second, Kramer at first. And Friesen's pitch. There's strike two called and one and two. A ball and two strikes. Tommy Friesen, the draftee from St. Augusta. Throwing for Kimball this afternoon. The kick to pitch. Geislinger takes high for a ball. Now two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Friesen looking back to second, and now his pitch to Geislinger. Strike three called, and Geislinger will get caught looking, and that'll end the Clippers' fourth inning. No runs, three hits, or actually one run, three hits. One run, three hits, no errors, and two left on base. We played four. Kimball, five. Watkins, two. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to insuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C baseball tournament. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
I would do it again, yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, we got a pitching change here for Watkins. Carter Block has come out of the ball game, and Xander Wilner.
And you said Carter Block went to the
right field. He went in for Kramer. For Dustin Kramer. So Wilner actually is in Dustin Kramer's spot. And Carter Block just goes to right field. So Wilner has done his warm-up tosses. And we will get Kimball's Cade Marquardt stepping up to the plate. Xander Wilner. Right-hander on the mound. And the first pitch to Cade Marquardt is a strike called, and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Wilner kicks and delivers, and Marquardt drives this to right center field. It's hit a long way, blocked back by the fence, and it's gone. Cade Marquardt, a second home run today. Two for two, two home runs for Marquardt. And a walk. Cade Marquardt continues his great tournament play.
Not very old, is he, Cade?
Oh, he just graduated.
Just graduated?
Just graduated.
Good power, doesn't he?
Put it over the head of his teammate, Carter Block.
Yeah,
at Litchfield.
There we go.
And at the plate, Brian Marquardt. The first pitch to Brian. Is a strike called, 0-1. If you're a relief pitcher, Don, and you're getting that first batter hits a home run off of you, you got to say to yourself, well, it almost can't get any worse than that, right?
You would think so.
Right.
But you know, it can.
And the count, one ball, one strike to Brian Marquardt. Here's a ground ball to short. Geislinger has the two hops. Cross the diamond, 6-3 on the put out of Brian Marquardt. Max Tibbetts steps into the box. Max 0 for 2 today.
I feel like this is a baseball name, Max Tibbetts. Like that.
Top of the fifth over in Sartell, Foley 1. Cold Spring nothing in the top of the fifth. In 11C, there's a strike call to Tibbetts and 0-1. One out, nobody on. A run in here in the fifth inning for Kimball. They now lead 6-2. Xander Wilner's pitch a little bit low, and the count at 1-1. Ball and a strike. Wilner, the pitch. Just a bit low, and 2-1. Lincoln Hogan held on to that ball a little bit, too. He thought he had strike two.
A little framing work back there.
Final game of Region 15C. This is the championship seeding game as followed by Tibbetts. And the count at 2-2. Danny Burke steps out of the dugout to grab that ball.
Quick as a cat he was after.
Oh,
that one, was
absolutely.
He?
Two balls, two strikes. Wilner's pitch a little bit low. And the count full at 3-2. Three, two, the count. Wilner's pitch, that's low, ball four. Wilner will walk Max Tibbetts. That'll bring number nine hitter Brooks Marquardt to the plate. Wilner will work with one on and one out. Tibbetts will take his lead at first, and the pitch, strike call to Brooks Marquardt, 0-1. Xander Wilner, taking a long time looking down at Lincoln Hogan. Right-hander's pitch, shot to left field. This one's going to go foul and out of play. Rolling down the road and through a yard and across to an adjacent house. That was hit a long way.
It was like hitting a golf ball off a lake, wasn't it? It just kept going.
It did. Pitch two, Brooks Marquardt. A bit low on the count, one ball, two strikes.
It had some miles per hour when it hit that tar road, didn't it? Probably got a little scuff mark on that baseball.
Yeah, more than likely. 1-2 the count. Tibbetts his lead. Xander Wilner's pitch. And a swing and a miss. Brooks Marquardt out on strikes for the second out of the inning. Two outs. And leadoff man Matt Dingman to the plate. Matt was hit by a pitch in his first at bat and then struck out twice against Carter Block. Now facing Wilner here in the fifth. A run in for Kimball. They lead 6-2. Pitch outside a ball, 1-0. We will know more later on this evening as to when our Region 15 C teams will play in the state tournament. Max Tibbetts takes the lead at first. And the pitch. Swing and a miss by Dingman. Strike one. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Dingman stays in that batter's box, and he's ready to go. Wilner's pitch. Low for a ball and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Tibbetts gets off the base bag there. Two steps, three steps, pretty good lead. Here's a shot down the third baseline. That's a fair ball by Matt Dingman. And quickly getting it back into the infield is Matthias. And a two-out single puts runners at first and second and brings Scott Marquardt to the plate. Tibbetts to second. On at first, it's Dingman and Scott Marquardt. 1-for-2 today with a walk and a run scored. In the batter's box and the pitch to Scott, a strike called, 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Xander Wilner, ready again. The right-hander delivers. A little bit low, and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Greenwald has done a bang-up job with their region tournament this year, accommodating fans that have come to this park. Here's a shot to center. Kevin Kramer, lots of room out there, hardly has to move, makes the catch for the third out, and that'll do it for Kimball. 1 run on 2 hits. We're no errors and 2 left on base. We have played 4.5. It's Kimball 6, Watkins 2. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa. Scooter's Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM, KASM.
Randy and Don back with you here in Greenwald. 6-2, Kimball with the lead. Region Baseball brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W. Stick around. Our post-game show will name our player of the game. That player receives a $10 gift certificate courtesy of Jeremy and Julie and Nathan over at Albany and Richmond A&W. We're also brought to you by Grove Mutual Insurance Company over in Meyer Grove, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Minnick Sox Center and Long Prairie, Corky's Bar in Richmond, the Freeport State Bank, Virgil's Vig Arena in Farming, Scooter's Trucking, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, and Rambo. Brendan Ashton will lead off the fifth inning for the Watkins Clippers, and the first pitch to Brendan is a strike called, an 0-1. Ashton so far today, 1-for-2. A little bit low with his next pitch, Tommy Friesen is, and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Friesen rocks and fires, and Ashton a ground ball to Geist, or to Marquardt at third. Scott up with it, and across the diamond, 5-3 and a put out. How do you like that?
I'm going to go put a sign on him.
Buried deep inside the brain, and we've got to convince the brain to say something else, right? It's right next to that itchy spot on my back.
it's eating you up, isn't it?
It is. Here's Heath Kramer. Heath, a ground ball into right field, a base hit. Quick throw by Dingman, and that's going to sail past Adam Beyer and go behind home plate, and Heath Kramer is not going to try to take second on the play. He's safe at first.
He was glad he was safe at first, wasn't he?
Right on.
He had a shot on him at first base here from right field.
So Kramer with a base hit. One out single, bring Carter Block to the plate. After six over in Sartell, Foley still leads the Cold Spring Rockies 1-0. 6-2 here. Kimball with the lead over Watkins. Kimball staked to a 4-1 lead after one inning, and they have hung on to that 4-run margin thus far. 1 on, 1 out. 1-0 the count to Block, and Carter, a drive to center field. There to make the catch is Brooks Marquardt for the second out. Two outs. Bring Carson Geislinger to the plate. Carson, so far, a hit by pitch and a walk. As Friesen delivers to Carson Geislinger, low for a ball, and 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Tommy Friesen. Pitch, Carson pops this one up in the infield. Scott Marquardt over at third makes the catch for the final out of the inning, and that'll be it for the Clippers. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We played five here in Greenwald, 6-2. Kimball with the lead over Watkins. We're back in a minute.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Top of the sixth inning, Adam Beyer will lead it off for the Kimball Express. 6-2 Kimball lead here in the sixth. And Xander Wilner begins his second inning of work. Xander giving up a home run last inning to Cade Marquardt. The pitch two, Beyer's low for a ball, 1-0. We do not know at this time where any of these teams will be playing next weekend in the state tournament. That'll be determined by the state board as they send out brackets a little later on this evening. I'm sure they'll be available at minnesotabaseball.org. There's a strike call to Beyer and the count 2-1.
I remember last year we sat at home after we were done with the region tournament and kind of checked about every 15 minutes to see if they were up already between 6 and 7 o'clock. And
it'll be a busy site.
Yes, it will.
Of course, with all the ticketing that's going on and brackets. Three balls, one strike to count to Adam Beyer. Wilner delivers, and Beyer sends this to short. Nolan Geislinger up with it and across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout. Sometimes you got to be a little lucky, too, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Good play.
That was a shot at Nolan. Going to bring Ben Johnson to the plate. Ben, so far today, 1-for-3, had a double and a run scored back in the first inning. A two-run double drove in the first two runs for Kimball. Johnson, a ground ball to third. Heath Kramer knocks it down. Strong throw to first, not in time, and that'll be an error on Heath over at third. So the error on Heath Kramer. Now Joe Penrith, the DH, to the plate. One out and one on. Kimball has had base runners every inning. Against Watkins pitching today. Wilner on in relief. His pitch to Joe Penrith is a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Six runs, eight hits, and an error for Kimball. Two runs, seven hits, and an error for Watkins. Xander Wilner. His pitch is low and outside and 2-0.
See our third pitcher today for Watkins. Ertzen Geislinger started today. He lead by Carter Block and now Xander Wilner.
Wilner ready. Comes home. Penrith's a ground ball down the third base line. Foul. Tommy Marquardt fields it and flips it over to Heath Kramer.
Heath was watching.
Yes, he was. Now we're seeing a little movement in that flag over in that yard down. It almost looks like a west, maybe a little northwest
wind.
Perfect.
So nice air then.
Almost blowing in. Two balls, one strike. It's the Penrith's is low and outside and 3-1.
You like a little northwest wind in the summer, not so much in the winter, right?
That's right. That's right. 3-1 to count. Ben Johnson leads at first. And fouled to the backstop by Penrith's, and it's full. That count at 3-2. Brendan Aston holding Ben Johnson at first. Hayden Wilner kicks and delivers. Johnson goes. Ground ball to third. Heath Kramer, his only play will be to first. Cross the diamond. 5-3 in the putout. Two outs. Good time there for them to be sending Ben Johnson.
Yes, it was.
Region Baseball brought to you by Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Lee's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, West Central Sanitation, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Cutzer Excavating in Albany. Here's Cade Marquardt drilling one down the right field line, foul. And the count 0-1. The guy seeing the baseball today looks huge, doesn't it?
It's a does.
Xander Wilner. Looking down to Lincoln Hogan. They figured out what Xander is going to throw, and the pitch a little bit low to Marquardt. Count 1-1. Region Baseball also brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Green and Bead, Pepsport, Cabral Spring Hill, BNS Excavating. We're in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, the Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, and Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud. Pitch to Marquardt, finishes inside for a ball, and now 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe bringing us baseball, along with St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency and Albany Family Dentistry. Two balls, one strike. Marquardt chops that one off the plate, and it hits him in the batter's box. And the count at 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. Ben Johnson, the base runner at second with two outs. 6-2, Kimball leading here in the sixth. Wilner. A 2-2 pitch to Marquardt is outside in the count full at 3-2. Xander Wilner. Ready again, looks down to Hogan. Comes to the set, and the 3-2 pitch is low ball 4, and Cade Marquardt will walk. So a couple walks, a couple home runs, another day at the office.
Yes, it is. A lot of walks here now, today again. Didn't see that so much the first weekend, the walks.
No.
Just seeing a lot more of them the second weekend.
Bring Brian Marquardt to the plate with runners at first and second, and Brian swings and misses strike one. Five walks by Watkins pitching today. Two hit batters. Pitch to Brian Marquardt. There's a base hit into left field. Johnson legging it out. He's going to try to score. Kramer cuts it off, throw it to the plate, not in time. And on to third goes Cade Marquardt. Boy, Heath Kramer threw a one-hopper to Lincoln Hogan, and Lincoln, I don't think, was expecting that really to come from Heath Kramer at all.
So I don't know if Lincoln told him to let it come through, and he cut it off anyhow, and I think that was a pretty good throw to the plate otherwise. And, boy, when he turned around, he was only like 20 feet away. Ooh, he left one fly.
He did. So Ben Johnson scores, making it 7-2. Cade Marquardt goes to third. Brian Marquardt on at first with the base hit. Two out runs here for Kimball in this ball game.
Xander Wilner was going to go into the windup here when somebody hollered. They're going to stretch with a man on first.
Here's the pitch to Tibbetts, and Tibbetts will follow it back and out of play in the count 0-1 to Max Tibbetts. Max so far today 0-2 with a walk. Balls, one strike, two outs, 7-2. Kimball with the lead.
Ooh,
that's going to hit Tibbetts in the shoulder.
Oh, that gets close to the face, doesn't it?
That'll load him up.
It's good instincts by a hitter if you can get that shoulder turned, that you don't get your face covered up somewhat. Looks like Berg's going to go warm up.
Danny Berg. I want to get the old arm loose. And to the plate, Brooks Marquardt. He is the seventh man to bat here in the sixth for Kimball. Wilner's pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. One out of the count. Cade Marquardt at third. Over at the second base, it's Brian Marquardt, Max Tibbetts at first. And here's that ground ball to third, just foul. And the count, 1-1.
Dan Berg makes a play out there. Flips it back to the infield.
1-1.
As he's warming up. Double dutying out there.
Wilner ready. From the stretch, he delivers. And there's a strike call to Brooks Marquardt. And now 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Xander Wilner delivers in just a little bit low to Brooks Marquardt, and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Wilner ready, a 2-2, and a swing and a miss. Brooks Marquardt out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Express here in the sixth. They come up with one run on just one hit. There was an error. And three men left on base. We have played 5.5. Kimball 7, Watkins 2. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C tournament.